A county grand jury report recently faulted several East County cities for not doing enough to help homelessness. Homelessness is emerging as a key issue in the La Mesa City Council race. At a candidate forum last week, hosted by the La Mesa Chamber of Commerce, Councilwoman Christine Alicio and challenger Colin Parent offered starkly contrasting views on how to reduce homelessness in La Mesa. The third candidate in the race, Councilwoman Ruth Sterling, was not present due to emergency surgery on a broken arm. Councilwoman Alicio sees referring the homeless to services elsewhere as the best way for La Mesa to address homelessness. Here's what she had to say.
And we also send them to those organizations. Our police chaplain, through her church, every time when she's notified of a situation with homeless people, she goes out there and personally checks. That's the kind of dedication that we have working with our community. And yes, sometimes people are afraid of the homeless or they don't like what they're doing, and it is a huge problem. But La Mesa is not going to solve the problem of homelessness. It goes to mental health. It goes to the county needing to cut loose some money to treat people who want help, mental help. It goes to multiple things. But what we can do is take care of the people that are here and make our residents feel safe. I know I talked to the homeless people, and some of them are mentally ill, and it's very sad. It's extremely sad. And having had an experience with my own family member being homeless at one time, I understand this issue. I think, you know, it's a difficult find. Government can't solve it all, but we are doing a lot of things through our police force, the counselors, directing to service, and pressuring the county to cut loose some money to help.
By contrast, Colin Parent, an attorney who previously worked in Governor Jerry Brown's administration as an expert on affordable housing, sees a housing shortage as the root of La Mesa's homelessness problem. Here is his response when asked how he would address homelessness in La Mesa.
Homelessness and affordable housing are pretty big important issues for me. So I mentioned earlier that I worked for Governor Brown's administration at the Department of Housing and Community Development. I worked on affordable housing policy. I also spent a couple of years working at the City of San Diego's Housing Authority, the San Diego Housing Commission, which does all the homelessness policy on behalf of the City of San Diego, where the large majority of the region's homeless are reside. So I'm very passionate about that. That's a big part of what motivates me to be involved in public service. I think what we just heard was we should spend more time on, we should focus on services for the homeless. And that's, yeah, we have to have services for the homeless, but what the homeless really need is housing. That's why they're homeless. And that needs to be the focus. So now, you know, in order to build affordable housing, it takes a really substantial amount of money to build affordable housing. You know, La Mesa doesn't have the resource to do it ourselves. We have to go to the county and essentially demand more resources from them. The county actually gets a bunch of federal resources on our behalf. We're not an entitlement jurisdiction because we're too small. So they're supposed to spend these federal dollars on for us. And those federal dollars include some cash dollars that can be used for services. They also include vouchers and other resources. So we have to go to the county and say, listen, guys, maybe homelessness wasn't a big deal out in East County 5-10 years ago when you wrote these policies, but it's a big deal now, and we need resources here. And you have to take some of these vouchers that you're not using here, and you have to help us find and create new housing opportunities for people. Now, those housing opportunities do need to be paired with services in many circumstances. Many people who are homeless have mental illness, they have addiction issues, and just giving them a place to live isn't enough. But that housing is the key component here, and it's also the most expensive component, so it's difficult, right? But that also means that we have to go beyond just the we have to embrace and appreciate the sort of charity-based participants in homelessness. We also have to ask for some real serious resources to bring to bear on this. And in addition, by the way, it's not just permanent supportive housing that you have to build to deal with this. There's a lot of people who are experiencing homelessness who don't need a permanent apartment. They need something more. They need something less. You know, sometimes it's a family who's experiencing domestic violence. They don't need a full apartment with services. They need 3 months of help. You know, those are the kinds of packages that should be available for people in these circumstances. Again, we can't do it all ourselves, but we got to be loud, and we got to go to the county, and we got to say we're going to need some help, and it can't just be some extra service dollars. It's got to be a full slate of things, and I want to help be a voice for that for La Mesa.
La Mesa's candidates will meet for a second candidate forum at the La Mesa First United Methodist Church on September 28th, with meet and greet at 6:30 and a forum starting at 7 p.m. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice, this is Miriam Raftery.